Hello, world. You're listening to Everything EHC, Enchanted Hills Camp very own on-campus podcast. The views and opinions expressed on this podcast show are solely those of Everything EHC's guests and host. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of the San Francisco Lighthouse for the Blind, Enchanted Hills Camp, or Maceo.net. Thank you for listening, and please enjoy the show. So now I'm in the podcast room for show number 10. Yes, we're already at number 10. Haven't even been here 2 weeks yet. We are doing the staff orientation team building. Once again, we have our legendary Linda Fonseca with us. Say hello, Linda.
Hello, everybody. And hello to the new staff, EHC staff. I would like to welcome all of you. And what I have seen, you seem to be very engaged in what you are going to embark this summer.
That's it.
And I see the experience, willingness to earn experience at meeting other people, and just keep it up.
Yeah, I think this is Tony has built a great team. I would totally agree with you. A lot of them from various parts of the world. We're going to get to know them soon on these podcasts. I'm going to start doing some with them. I appreciate your kind words. You're probably seeing us out there team building and doing exercises. We did the lost camper drill today. Just lots of things to get ready for camp and team building. Well, I think there's like 25 of us or something. Linda, we're here today, show number 10. Let's get to know Linda Fonseca. Who is Linda Fonseca? Can you tell us something that you enjoy to do that is not camp related?
Oh, wow. Okay. I can tell you one thing. I like to look at construction sites. You know, I'm looking at one at Central Subway in San Francisco. I like looking at that online. And it's amazing how they can excavate tunnels and building stations, you know, future extension to BART, but it's not really BART, but it's kind of like Muni.
Gotcha.
They're having a subway thing in the Muni, the T3rd line.
Yeah.
You know, those who are familiar with that, Tony Fletcher's familiar with the city.
Have you been back there lately to see all this? You like checking out the construction, huh?
Yeah, I've been there. I think I was there like, I don't know, a month ago, I think, when I went down there before I came up here. And it seems like, you know, it looks like a status quo is not really doing much, but a lot of it's underground. And, you know, when you're there in person, you're not going to go down underground and look at them.
Right.
But it's amazing how they do it.
Yeah, I would totally agree. That was interesting. I was not expecting you to say that, Linda. Nice. I didn't know that about you. How about your San Francisco Giants?
Well, since this public news, I really, let's put it lightly and politely and politically correct, that the San Francisco Giants, I think they're having a summer-long slumber party.
That was putting it nice. I do have, just, you know, not to rub it in, I do have the San Francisco Giants are 26-46 at the moment, and they are last in the division behind the Padres. At least the Dodgers aren't winning the division. I am sorry to hear that. Do you still listen to the games, even though they are slumping?
Well, when I have time to, and a lot of times Matthew Beard fills me in.
Yeah, other Giants fans.
And then
fans.
When he says Giants are losing, you know, when you're working in the kitchen, you need to hold your anger inside.
So you don't really, you don't want to know that the Giants are losing, essentially.
That's right.
So you got to tell Matthew to keep it to himself, unless they're winning.
You know, I don't mind, but you know, we have to concentrate on getting dishes washed and. You know, we can't really say too much, you know? Yeah. Like, we have to be politically correct and polite.
Yeah, you got to stay focused and polite. And finding out the Giants are losing is not particularly your favorite, I would guess. I'm a Mariners fan. I'm in a whole other division over there. And we're kind of bringing up the rear, too. The Mariners and the Athletics aren't doing very good. The Astros are pretty much the best team in baseball at the moment, and they're in our division.
So is the Washington Nationals.
Nationals are super good, yeah. So there's a lot of baseball left, but I know you enjoy your San Francisco Giants game. I know some of the campers listen throughout the summer. We always enjoy hearing updates on the Giants and the Dodgers fans and the competition. Tony always jokes that your dog is a Dodgers fan, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. But I just take it with a grain of salt and grain of sugar.
There you go. So podcast number 10, you got any pearl of wisdom for us to finish this up? Linda, thanks for sharing some of the things you like outside of camp. But now we're to the pearl of wisdom number 2 by Linda Fonseca on podcast show number 10. You got something for us?
Yes, I do. Maybe 3 of them.
Oh, all right.
Eat salad at night, and y'all good. You know, I could be making more chocolate chip cookies this summer. Those are my favorite cookies. I like to make, and they were superb last night.
They were very good.
I have to
give you credit.
And please, you know, when I make a dessert, I would like people to see more salad eaten. And more of the dinner eaten,
mm-hmm.
Not much into the compost bucket. You know,
yeah.
Our bellies, our tummies would benefit more in that line.
Right, we'd feel better, wouldn't we?
That's right. And,
all right.
And hydrate, hydrate, hydrate.
Hydrate, hydrate. It's been hot.
We gotta keep
hot,
our mind
hot up here.
We gotta keep our minds clear, and focused. Like I say. I'm really looking for the adult session.
Yeah, how many
Mars
days?
And Venus.
How many days?
4 days. And what time is it now, Maceo?
It's 1:33 in the afternoon.
Okay, it's 4 days and about 2.5 hours away.
Okay, so let me just clarify that Linda goes from volunteer right into adult camper on Saturday. She's counting down the days till her session with all her friends. As she said, Mars and Venus will be here. We'll definitely podcast with them for sure.
I like to say, you know, I like to put this on record that I want to podcast with them.
Absolutely.
We're
going to talk about your song. We're going to get Venus on board to tell her side of the story. We're going to get Mars. Yeah, absolutely.
That's going to be, I want that podcast to be like 10 minutes long.
Okay, we'll stretch that one out.
Yeah.
Okay, Linda, this is your 51st year. You are a camp legend. You are fantastic to be around. Thank you for being such a supportive, a supportive structure here at EHC. Great groundwork. You do great work for us, and we appreciate all the things that you do. And we are looking forward to pampering you at the adult session coming up.
Oh, please
next.
Do,
yes.
Because every year that I come, every year that I would attend the adult session, the more pampering I would like. Because each year it adds on to the 50.
Yeah, yeah. You're so, more. They're going to have to be a sequel in 10 years. 60
that's
years
it.
Of fun sake.
And I want you there, Maceo.
I'll be there. So,
even if we have to be in crutches, you know, showing the old age. But hey, we'll get there.
I'll push you down the hill in your wheelchair, Linda.
Yeah, I like that. Can you imagine me and Ken Rossi and we...
oh my goodness. Okay, so we're going to finish this up now. Thank you, Linda, for joining us. Thank you for listening to everything EHC podcast at maceo.net. We always enjoy visiting with Linda and all of our camp legends who we're going to hear so much more for on our All Free Enchanted Hills All Camp podcast. Thank you for listening. And once again, please, everybody, have a beautiful camp-loving day.